亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，尊敬的各位来宾，圣诞快乐！很荣幸可以在今天和大家一起来庆祝圣诞节，这一年中我最喜爱的节日。
Dear brothers and sisters, friends and guests, Merry Christmas! I'm very honored to be able to celebrate Christmas, my favorite holiday, with all of you.
对于我来说 it's truly the most wonderful time of the year. 因为这句话不在讲稿上面。Eric 在想说怎么第二句话就脱离讲稿了。
那我是要唱中文版的吗？
虽然我现在只能看到你们大概脸上不到一半的面积，但是喜庆欢乐的节日气氛却是借着大家的眼神和大家刚刚唱歌的声音已经浓浓的环绕在我们的中间。
Even though we're only at about half capacity, the festive and joyful holiday atmosphere surrounds us through your singing and the joys in your eyes.
那也是借着这节日的气息，我代表教会欢迎在现场或者线上第一次来到我们中间的朋友们，愿来自基督耶稣的爱与喜乐常与我们同在。
With this festive atmosphere, I welcome everyone who's here for the first time, whether you're online or in person. May the love and joy that comes from Christ Jesus be with us always.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，向你献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to present our thanks.
谢谢你的爱与恩典，在这特别的2021年，常常与我们同在。
Thank you for your love and your grace for always being with us in the year of 2021.
让我们生活在这嘈杂的时代，也因着你的应许，心得安慰，灵得坚定。
Because of your faithfulness, even though we're living in this noisy and messy world, we can live firmly through our faith.
今晚我们也邀请你与我们同在，用你的爱再一次的将我们感动。
Be with us tonight. Use your love to fill us.
祷告奉基督耶稣的名。
I pray all these in Jesus' name. Amen.
那圣诞节对于我来讲是一个非常有节日色彩的日子。每年八九月份的时候，教会的诗班就已经选择好了圣诞要献的诗歌，诗班的指挥开始咬文嚼字的开始翻译。
For me, Christmas is the most festive holiday. Every year around August and September, the church choir had already picked out the hymns that we would dedicate on Christmas. The choir leader started to translate the lyrics carefully and painstakingly.
大家也许不知道，很多时候诗班所献唱的诗歌都只有英文的合唱谱，歌词的很多部分都要通过都要经过字斟句酌、精挑细刻的翻译而来。
You might not know a lot of the hymns that we sing only have English lyrics. The Chinese lyrics are translated carefully word by word.
诗歌确定了，大家开始不懈的一遍又一遍、一周又一周的练习，只为了一个目的，可以在圣诞佳节把我们最好的声音来献给神，和大家一起来庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
Once the set of hymn is set, the all choir members start practicing them over and over again, week after week, for the sole purpose of dedicating our best to God during Christmas, to celebrate the birth of Christ Jesus with everyone.
所以在这里，作为诗班成员，诗班的成员之一，我要为我的诗班来打 call。
Therefore, as a member of the church choir, I want to make a special shout out to the choir.
谢谢你们在这样一个集体里面，让我可以学到怎样来服侍神，怎样来敬拜赞美神。
Thank you. By being part of the choir, I learned how to serve and how to worship and praise God.
那同样的，我想对于很多人来讲，圣诞节期都是一年中一个非常特别的日子。
In the same way, I think for many of us, the time around Christmas is a very special time.
也许在你的记忆里面，圣诞节有着不一样的经历，有不一样的故事，但祥和、温暖、平安、快乐是这段时光的主旋律。
Even though everyone experiences Christmas differently, have different Christmas story, peace, joy, and warmness are all the common themes of Christmas.
世界各地的基督徒们都在用自己的方式庆祝着我们的救主耶稣基督降世为人，在2000多年前的一个夜晚降生在一个名叫伯利恒的小城里。
Christians from all over the world used their own ways to celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, 2,000 years ago in a little town called Bethlehem. Jesus became man.
其实啊，基督徒们在十二月来庆祝圣诞节，庆祝耶稣的降生，遭到了很多的质疑和非议。
Actually, there is a lot of controversies over Christians celebrating the birth of Jesus in December.
因为历史上其实并没有准确的记载耶稣降生是在一年中的这个时候。更要命的是，相传十二月二十五号，原为罗马人迎接新年的一个异教的节日，后来慢慢的演变成了圣诞节。
There is no historical record indicating that Jesus was born in December. What's more terrible is that legend has it that December 25th was originally a pagan holiday where the Romans welcomed the arrival of a new year, but it slowly became Christmas.
这让很多人开始讥笑教会，说你们大费周折的来庆祝，结果连主降生的日子都没有搞对。
This caused a lot of people to ridicule the church, saying that we spent all these effort and time to celebrate the birth of Jesus, but we are not even celebrating it on the right day.
其实，我认为我们如果知道耶稣基督降生的准确日期，固然更好。但每一个节日最重要的不在于它在哪一天来被庆祝，而在于这个节日所代表的主题和这个主题背后的意义。
Truly, it would be much better if we know the day Jesus was born, but the most important aspect of a holiday is not the day it's celebrated, but the meaning of the holiday and the reason why we celebrate it.
比如每年五月的第二个周日都是母亲节，我们一起来庆祝，不是因为这个日子有什么特别，而是为了用这一天来纪念天下的母亲们和蔼慈祥，为了家庭的美满和孩子们的成长，含辛茹苦，呕心沥血。
For example, the second Sunday of May is Mother's Day. We celebrate not because the second Sunday of May is special, but we use this day to remember the kindness of all mothers, all the sacrifices they made to raise a family.
又比如每年的六月的第三个星期天都是父亲节，这也不是一个什么特别的日子，只是让我们有这样一天来纪念和庆祝天下的爸爸们勤劳朴实，不辞辛劳，任劳任怨地完成妈妈们布置的每一项任务。
Another example is that the third Sunday of June is Father's Day. This is also not a very special day, but we use this day to remember and celebrate all fathers working tirelessly and diligently to finish the many tasks given by the moms.
所以，自从我有了孩子之后，六月的这个本和我无关的节日，就这样成了我每年都特别嘚瑟的一天。
Ever since I had kids, the third Sunday of June, which used to not mean anything to me, became a day with a special meaning.
那么今天当我们来到会堂衣装整齐来庆祝佳节时，明白圣诞的主题和它背后的意义就显得格外重要。
So today when we all dressed up nicely to celebrate Christmas, it's especially important for us to know the reason behind Christmas.
如果我们不知道为什么要来庆祝，又可能在错误的一天来庆祝，那今晚的崇拜就成为了一场秀，一个毫无意义的仪式成为了一个形式上的宗教活动。
If we don't know why we celebrate Christmas, possibly on the wrong date, then tonight's worship is just a show, a meaningless ceremony, a religious ritual.
我们可以从很多的角度，从不同的主题来了解耶稣诞生的意义。对于我个人来讲，圣诞的主题，也是我今天信息的主题，是耶稣基督那丰盛的、荣耀的、牺牲的爱。
We can understand the meaning of Christ's birth through different angles and different themes. For me, the meaning of Christmas, also the theme of today's message, is Jesus' abundant, glorious, and sacrificial love.
在耶稣出生的那天晚上，在伯利恒的野地里有牧羊人，在夜间按着更次看守羊群。这时有主的使者出现在他们身旁，对他们说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
On the night that Jesus was born, there were a group of shepherds in the fields outside Bethlehem, taking turns looking after the sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
圣经里说，天使给牧羊人报大喜的信息，原文就是传福音的意思。福音本来的意思就是好消息。
The Bible says the angel brought the shepherd good news. In Greek, it meant sharing the gospel, which means good news.
在耶稣诞生的那天晚上，天使向牧羊人传了福音，他说这是大喜的信息，并且是关乎万民的。
On the night of Jesus' birth, the angel shared the gospel with the shepherds. He said, "This is good news, and it's for all people."
大喜的信息从原文直译过来就是 mega joy， 是天大的喜讯。
Good news, directly translating from Greek, is mega joy.
是什么样的信息可以给人带来如此大的喜乐？要知道这个问题的答案，我们快速的将时间拨快30年的时间，从耶稣出生快进到耶稣开始传道。
What kind of news can bring this much joy? To answer this question, we fast forward 30 years, fast forward from the birth of Jesus to when Jesus started his ministry.
那一天，耶稣来到拿撒勒，也就是他长大的地方，在会堂里，借着旧约中先知以赛亚的话，对人说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。”差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
One day Jesus came to Nazareth, where he grew up, in a synagogue, reading from the book of Isaiah. He told them, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind.To set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor."
在以赛亚的年代，旧约中的希伯来文所记录的圣经常常用并列句来强调所要表达的意义。
During Isaiah's time, when the Bible is written in Hebrew, parallelism is often used to place emphasis.
所以在这段话中，传福音给贫穷的人就等于要让被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，受压制的得自由，也等于神悦纳人的喜年。这三句话讲的是同样的事情。
In this sentence, to proclaim good news to the poor is the same as to proclaim liberty to captives and recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed is the same as to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. These three phrases are describing the same thing.
这个喜年又称为赦免年，在旧约时代，神规定以色列人每50年要有1年被用来做喜年。到了喜年，以色列人一切的债务都要被免除。
This year of the Lord's favor is also called the year of remission of or universal pardon. During Old Testament time, God said that every 50 years there is a year of jubilee. During the year of jubilee, all debts are canceled.
你欠了一大笔银子的，在喜年里变成一文都不欠，你卖身为奴的可以重获自由，重回家园，你有地或者房子抵押给别人的，可以白白的得回你的房子和地产。
If you owe a hefty sum of money during the year of Jubilee, it's all canceled. If you sold yourself as a slave, you regain your freedom. If you mortgage your land or house, you receive your land and house back freely.
神在摩西时代立下喜年，是为了要显出神丰盛的爱与恩典。
God set up the year of Jubilee during Moses' time to show his abundant love and grace.
神厚赐万物给以色列人，也要让他们白白的得来，白白的舍去，一切的债务都要被免除，要给每一个人一个新的开始。人间将要有赦免，百姓中将会有大喜乐。
God gave the Israelites everything for them to freely receive and to freely give. All debts are canceled. Everyone receives a new beginning. There is forgiveness and mega joy among the people.
以色列传统中的喜年预表了神对人的爱是何等的广阔与丰富。
The year of Jubilee is a foretaste of God's abundant and rich love.
当耶稣那日念完先知以赛亚的这段话以后，他说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
After Jesus read the verses from the book of Isaiah, he said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing."
原来天使向牧羊人所传的这大喜的信息，是有关耶稣要如何让曾经发生在喜年里的赦免和重获自由，再一次的在万民当中得以实现。
The good news, the gospel that the angel shared with the shepherds, is about how Jesus is going to bring forgiveness that used to only occur during the year of Jubilee.
现在我也要给大家报一个好消息。2000年之后的今天，我们仍然在神悦纳人的喜年当中。
Today, I'm going to bring the good news to you. 2,000 years later, today is still the year of Lord's favor.
在如今的禧年当中，我们所背负的债不再是我们欠银行的房贷、车贷、助学贷，也不是我们欠老板的合同债，更不是最近蒸发的厉害的股债，而是我们亏欠神的罪债。
For this ongoing year of Jubilee, the debt that we have is not our car loans, home loans, or student loans. It's also not the contract that we sign with our employers or our stock holdings. But the debt that we carry is the debt of sin.
我们的罪是什么呢？我们的罪是我们从神领受了一切的恩惠、一切生存的条件和生活中美善的事物之后，却转身不认神。
What is our sin? Our sin is that even though we receive abundant grace, all good things, all we need from God, we do not recognize or acknowledge God.
我们从神领受了极大的赐福，就如圣经上所说，得天上的宝物、甘露，以及地里所藏的泉水，得太阳所晒熟的美果，月亮所养成的宝物，得地和其中所充满的宝物。我们得了这一切，却不承认神的存在。
We receive countless blessings from God, like the Bible says, with the choicest gifts of heaven above and of the deep that crouches beneath, with the choicest fruits of the sun and the rich yield of the month, with the best gifts of the earth, even though we receive all these things, we do not acknowledge God's existence.
不仅如此，我们转眼不看神的时候，心里已经渐渐的习惯把自己放在心中那个本属于神的位置。
On top of turning away from God, we slowly put ourselves in the place in our hearts that is meant for God.
我们会凭着自己的意思去论断别人，嫉妒别人，伤害别人。我们跟人不和睦，我们自己的心里也不平安。虽然如此，我们仍然是很自负，很任性，很骄傲。
We start judging others using our own standards, becoming jealous of others, hurting others, destroying harmonies with others and peace in our own heart.Despite this, we are still selfish, stubborn, and arrogant.
圣经上面说，这罪的牵涉范围极广，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，没有人可以幸免。
The Bible says that the impact of sin is wide-ranging, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, no one is spared.
并且这罪的后果极重，圣经说，罪的工价乃是死。这里的死不单是我们肉身的消亡，更是指和神永远的隔绝，与那后赐百物代表着一切的美善、一切的美善的爱之泉源永远的背离。
And the result of this sin is profoundly serious. The Bible says the wage of sin is death. The death in this verse is not the death of our physical body, but the eternal separation from God, forever separated from the source of all beauty and love.
就当我们人类在这样一个极度绝望的境况下之时，天使报来佳音，说今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Just when our situation is hopeless, the angel brought the good news, saying, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
他来是为了将世上所有的人从那不可承受的罪债中解救出来，在神悦纳人的禧年中，让我们重得释放。
He came to save us from the unbearable debt of sin. In the year of the Lord's favor, we are released, regaining our freedom.
这件事情有多么的重大，这喜讯有多么的贵重，这显明的爱是多么的丰富与广阔。只有真正认识到我们的缺乏，我们的罪债是多么深的人，才能够体会。
Only when we truly recognize how short we've fallen of God's glory, how deep our sins are, then we can see how important this event was, how precious this good news was, how rich and abundant God's love is.
我的妈妈曾经给我讲过一个故事，在60年代，中国经历了三年自然灾害，那时重庆的街头上随处都是因饥荒而饿得半死的人。
My mother once told me a story. During the 60s, China experienced 3 years of natural disasters. At that time, the streets of Chongqing are filled with people who are on the edge of starving to death.
我的外公攒了很久的钱，给我的妈妈从店里买了两个包子吃。哪知道妈妈刚接过包子，就忽然被一个人一手抢了过去，拼命地往自己的嘴里塞。
My grandfather saved up money for a long time and bought a pork bun for my mom. Just when my mom received a pork bun from my grandpa, a stranger swiped it from her hands and stuffed it in his mouth.
我的外公急了，一面喊着还给我，这是我女儿的包子，一面捶打着那个人。
My grandfather started to panic, hitting that person while yelling, "Give it back! This is my daughter's pork bun."
我妈妈说她清楚地记得那个情景，那个人不顾身上所挨的大力的捶打，跪在地上，只顾着捡起掉落在地上的包子，塞到自己的嘴里。
My mom said she remembers that scene vividly. The stranger did not care about the punches. He only cared about stuffing the pork bun that had fallen onto the ground into his mouth.
我妈说，只有真正饿过的人才知道一个包子的意义。
My mom said, only those who have truly experienced hunger know the value of a pork bun.
同样的，只有真正做过奴隶、下过囚牢、做过监禁的人，才真正的了解自由和得释放的意义。
Similarly, only those who have been slaves, who have been arrested and been in jail, know the value of freedom.
只有真正的了解罪对我们的辖制，知道我们的境况是何等绝望的人，才可以真正的明白，当神愿意将禧年赐下，将我们从我们所不能承受的罪债中释放，这表明了神的爱是何等的丰盛与广大。
Only when we truly understand sin's dominance over us, when we understand how hopeless our situation is, then we can truly understand how abundant and rich God's love is when He gave us the year of Jubilee, releasing us from the unbearable debt of sins.
天使说，我报给你们大好的信息，因为救主已经降生，神悦纳人的禧年已经来临，一切的罪债已经被赦免，只要以信心接受耶稣，我们就可以白白的得救，这样的爱丰盛无边。
The angel said, I bring good news. The year of the Lord's favor has come because your Lord and Savior is born. When we receive Jesus by faith, all sins are forgiven, all are freely saved. Such love is abundant and boundless.
并且天使说，我报给你们的信息是关乎万民的。
The angel also said, the news is for all people.
福音是万民的福音，不只是犹太人的福音，神要拯救的是亚当的后裔，不是亚伯拉罕的后裔，不只是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The gospel is the gospel for all people, not the gospel for the Jewish people. God is rescuing the descendants of Adam, not just the descendants of Abraham.
福音代表了神的爱和对我们的赦免，这一份爱对你、对我、对世上的每一个人都是同样的。
Gospel represents God's love and forgiveness for all of us. This love is the same for you, for me, for everyone in the world.
圣经常用不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、男人、女人来表示神对世人的爱。
The Bible often uses, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or and female to express God's love for all people.
犹太人、希利尼人代表不同的种族，自主的、为奴的代表着不同的社会地位，男人、女人代表着不同的性别。
Jew and Greek represent different ethnicities, slave and free represent different social statuses, and male and female represent different genders.
在当今的社会中，我想大家都越来越深刻地感受到，即使在美国这样崇尚自由和平等的国度当中，不同种族、不同肤色的人在社会中常常受到不平等的对待。不同社会地位、社会阶层的人在社会中也似乎并没有像我们想象的一样平起平坐。男人和女人也常会听见遭受了不同的待遇。
In today's society, I believe everyone feels that even in the U.S., a country that advocates freedom and equality,Different ethnicities and different races often receive unequal treatments. People of different social statuses do not seem to be on the same level as we imagine, and men and women often receive different treatments.
只有神，主耶稣基督，他的爱是普及天下，他的恩典是临到万民，并没有任何的差别。
Only God, Lord Jesus Christ, his love is spread all over the world, and His grace falls on all people without any difference.
只有神的爱是不挑选对象的，也是无条件的。
Only the love of God is unconditional, unprejudiced.
神福音的使徒保罗说，无论是希腊人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债， 因为无论是什么人都需要耶稣基督的福音。
Apostle Paul said, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish, because no matter who you are, you need the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
I bring the good news for all people, which is that God's righteousness is given to all those who believe in Jesus Christ, regardless of who you are.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。神的爱之丰盛与广阔，在此显明无疑。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The abundance and richness of God's love was clearly shown.
神的爱不仅丰盛，并且满有荣耀和能力。
Not only is God's love abundant, it is also glorious and full of power.
在那夜，天使向牧羊人说：“今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布裹在马槽里，那就是记号了。”
That night, the angel said to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a baby wrapped in a swaddling cloth and lying in a manger."
耶稣诞生的时候。神荣耀的光辉就一直在他的身旁。
When Jesus was born, God's glory was always by his side.
天使称他为主，是世人的救主。虽然在耶稣出生的那一夜，并没有万民同庆，也没有烟火礼花。刚出生的耶稣只是静静地躺在一个偏僻的小城中，在一个马槽里。
The angel called him Lord, the Savior of the world, even though on the night that Jesus was born, there were no celebrations, parades, or fireworks. Baby Jesus lay quietly in a tranquil town in a manger.
但他真正的身份是掌握宇宙王权的和平君王，是万王之王，万主之主。耶稣基督的身上显出了神最大的荣耀，这个荣耀就是爱的荣耀。
His true identity is the King of the universe and the King of peace. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. God's glory is shown through Christ. This glory is the glory of love.
全然圣洁的神的儿子竟然来到污秽的人间，谦谦卑卑地躺卧在马槽里面。全能神的儿子为了拯救世上所有悖逆他、唾弃他、转眼不认他的人，以一个极其卑微的方式来到了世间。
The Holy Son of God came to our world, humbly laid in a manger to save all those who rebelled against him, spurned him, and denied him. The Almighty Son of God made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and came to our world.
这极大的对比显出了神极其荣耀的爱，也是极有权柄的爱。
This great contrast highlights God's glorious and powerful love.
在那一夜，天使报完喜讯之后，一大队天兵忽然出现，高声赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归给神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
That night, after the angel brought the good news, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared and praised God loudly, saying, Glory in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
从天兵的赞美中，我们看到了荣耀与平安的正确归处，荣耀不要留在地上，要归于天上的真神；平安却要留在地上，归于神所喜悦的人。
From the heavenly host's praise, we see to whom the glory and the peace belong. Glory does not remain on earth, but to God in the highest. But peace remains on earth to those on whom He is pleased.
旧约中，以赛亚先知曾经预言道。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。以赛亚所说的这一婴孩，是指着耶稣基督的降生说的。
In the Old Testament, Isaiah once prophesied, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The child of Isaiah's prophecies is pointing to the birth of Jesus Christ.
在新约中，爱的使徒约翰在讲到耶稣来到世间，他说，这人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
In the New Testament, John, the apostle of love, said about the birth of Jesus, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
耶稣来到世间所显明的爱是满有天父圣洁的荣耀的，也是满有赦免罪的权柄的。
The love shown by Jesus coming to earth is full of God's, full of the Father's holiness and glory, and full of the power of to forgive sins.
只有耶稣的爱，只有神的爱，可以如此的广大，可以如此的有荣耀与权柄，可以将万民从罪恶中解救出来，让神与人和好。
Only Jesus' love, only God's love, can be this abundant, can have this much glory and authority, can release us from sins and to reconcile us to God.
在今天，我们要来庆祝，要来纪念，以耶稣基督所显明的爱，更是牺牲的爱。
Today, what we are all here to celebrate and to remember is the sacrificial love that Jesus displayed.
耶稣在降生在马槽中的时候，他在世上的使命已经在神的计划中确定了。
When Jesus was born in the manger, his mission on earth has already been planned out by God.
耶稣，神的儿子，必然要舍去他圣洁的身体，代替我们世上一切犯罪之人，付上罪的代价，以最羞辱、最卑微的方式被钉在十字架上。
Jesus, the Son of God, will give up his holy, sinless body to pay the debt of sin for all of his sinners through the most humiliating, most humbling way of being nailed to the cross.
这一切都是为了让我们有机会与神和好。基督耶稣对我们的爱，在他流血的身体中显明无疑。
All of this is so that we can reconcile with God.Jesus' love for us was clearly and unequivocally displayed through his bleeding body.
那曾预言耶稣降生，并称他为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君的以赛亚先知，同样也预言到他将为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Isaiah, the prophet who prophesied Jesus' birth,and called him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, also prophesies, But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed.
耶稣向我们所展现的爱中最大的奥秘就是牺牲自己，让我们不配的人得救。
In the love that Jesus displayed, the biggest mystery is his willingness to sacrifice himself to save us who are unworthy.
圣经中说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
The Bible says, Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
耶稣基督为我们所牺牲的爱是世间所未见过的智慧。是我们认识神以前无法了解的奥秘。
The sacrifice that Jesus made is wisdom that has never been seen in the world, and a mystery that we could not understand before we knew God.
爱的核心价值就是牺牲自己。耶稣降生就是以牺牲为目的，他出生就是为了受死，他受死是为了让我们可以得生。
The core value of love is to sacrifice oneself. Christ was born for the sole purpose of being a sacrifice. He was born to die, and he died so that we can have eternal life.
圣经上说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The Bible says, for one was scarcely born to die.For one would scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to even die, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
耶稣基督的牺牲是不分对象且不计回报的。他的牺牲乃是完完全全因为他深爱我们。爱就是舍己，这是智慧，也是能力。
Jesus Christ's sacrifice does not ask for paybacks, nor does it care who we are. He sacrificed himself because he loves us deeply. Love is self-sacrifice. This is true wisdom and power.
今年我和太太看了国内的一档真人秀节目，叫做《再见爱人》，里面有三对即将、正在和已经离婚的夫妻们，让他们一起经历14天的旅行，看看在旅行中发生的事情能不能挽回他们的婚姻。
This year, my wife and I watched a Chinese reality TV show called See You Again. In this show, there are three couples who are about to be divorced, going through a divorce, and have already been divorced. They went on a 14-day trip to see if this trip can reconcile their marriage.
那最后这三对中的两对还是离婚了。其实并没有什么重大的原因，最多的理由就是这不是我想象中婚姻的样子，或者他对我很好。但我们已经没有了爱的感觉。
In the end, two out of three couples still ended up divorced. It wasn't over something major. The reasons they gave were, this was not what I imagined a marriage would be like. Or, he or she is nice to me, but I don't feel love.
看了这个节目，我真是感恩有耶稣基督的爱在我的婚姻当中。我和太太的婚姻和所有的人一样，也在柴米油盐酱醋茶的生活中经历着考验与挑战。
After watching this show, I am so grateful to have Jesus Christ's love in my marriage. My wife and I are just like those couples, experiencing countless trials and challenges in our daily mundane lives.
但耶稣基督为我们所献出的爱为我们做了榜样。我们知道我们在婚姻里彼此爱的关系就好像基督与教会的关系一样。基督爱教会，愿意为教会舍己。教会顺服基督，常以敬重的心相待。
But because of the example of love that Jesus Christ set before us, we know that the love we have for each other in this marriage is just like Christ and His church. Christ loves His church and is willing to sacrifice Himself for His church. Church obeys Christ, treating each other with respect.
圣经上说，你们要以恩慈相待。存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
The Bible says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you."
亲爱的朋友们，希望你们这时也能更能体会为什么基督徒们会如此的珍爱圣诞佳节，因为在圣诞的背后，我们看到了、体会到了神丰盛的、荣耀的。牺牲的爱。
Dear friends, I hope now you can also see why we Christians cherish Christmas so much, because behind Christmas, we see and experience God's abundant, glorious, and sacrificial love.
2021年是不容易的一年，连续不断的疫情让我们无论在实体上还是心理上都筑起了一道墙。
2021 was not an easy year. The endless pandemic created a wall in both the real life and in our hearts.
在这一年里，我们目睹了人与人之间各样的不和睦与争斗，种族之间的争斗，社会阶层之间的争斗，政治党派之间的争斗，打了疫苗的和没打疫苗的之间的争斗。
During this past year, we witnessed numerous conflicts between different races and ethnicities, between different rungs of the social ladder, between different political parties, between those who are vaccinated and those who are not.
而在这嘈杂的社会中，耶稣基督的爱更显得珍贵。
In this noisy and messy society, the love of Jesus Christ is even more precious.
亲爱的朋友们，我们每一个人都需要与那爱的源头连结，让我们有眼光可以看见神丰盛的爱，有智慧可以理解神荣耀的爱，有能力可以效法神牺牲的爱。
Dear friends, every one of us needs to reconnect with the source of love so that we have the eyes to see God's abundant love, the wisdom to understand God's glorious love, and the power to imitate God's sacrificial love.
在圣经中，福音的使徒保罗说，我在父面前屈膝，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
In the Bible, Paul said, I bow my knees before the Father, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being,so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
因着信，我们可以领受神的爱。因着信，我们可以明白神的爱。因着信，我们可以被神的爱充满。
Through faith, we can receive God's love. Through faith, we can understand God's love. Through faith, we can be filled with God's love.
2021年教会的主题是爱神爱人。2022年我们的主题是活出基督。
In 2021, the church's theme was love God, love people. For 2022, the theme is to live out Christ.
盼望我们每一个在座的人都被神的爱所充满。从神的爱得能力，在新的一年里，我们一起努力活出基督的样式。
I hope that all of us who are here today are filled to the brim with God's love, receive power from God's love, so that we can live out Christ in this new year.
我们一起以神丰盛的爱去包容、接纳意见和我们不同的人、肤色不同的人、政治观点不同的人、社会地位不同的人。
Let us use God's abundant love to empathize, to accept those with different opinions, with different skin colors, with different political views, with different social status.
以神荣耀赦罪的爱去原谅伤害过我们的人，去与我们所伤害过的人和好。
Use God's glorious love, glorious forgiving love, to forgive those who hurt us, to reconcile with those who we hurt.
以神牺牲的爱为了神的缘故，为了福音的缘故，舍弃自己的坚持、意见、态度，去把爱传递给别人。
Use God's sacrificial love to give up our persistence, our opinions, attitudes, to pass on love to others for the sake of God, for the sake of the gospel.
让耶稣基督的爱不仅仅是圣诞的主题，更是我们生活的主题。
So that Christ Jesus' love is not just a theme for Christmas,but a theme for our lives.
我今天信息的主题取自于我们诗班在今年所献的一首诗歌。我想用其中的几句歌词来作为信息的结束。以恩典为曲，以爱为题，盼望为信息，和平为祭。我们蒙救赎，重为神儿女。恩典是乐曲，爱是主题。
The title of today's message is taken from the title of a hymn that the choir dedicated this year. I want to use a few lines from the hymn's lyric to close today's message. Grace is our music, love is our theme, hope is our message, peace is our dream. We are God's people, restored and redeemed. Grace is our music, love is our theme.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，为着你向我们所彰显的爱，我们献上感恩与赞美。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the love you demonstrated.
谢谢你为爱来到世上，又为爱走上十字架。谢谢你以爱创造了我们，又用爱 将我们挽回。
Thank you for displaying love by coming to the world, displaying love by going to the cross, displaying love by creating us.
新的一年，愿我们更多的经历你的爱与信实，在这世代中活出你的荣耀。
May us experience more of God's love this year so that we can live out of God's honor and glory.
谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. I pray all these in Jesus' name. Amen.